have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I used to have a boat.
You did?
Yeah, she was pretty damn sweet, man. I love that boat.
So why'd you lose it?
Sometimes the things we love aren't long for this world, Bern. Especially when your alcoholic ex-wife gets drunk and falls overboard and drowns.
This is the World of Boating. Gregor First Mate, that is me along with Mike the Mariner, rounding out the crew as we attempt to navigate the latest boating news and information. Okay, so what's the most common at-sea emergency? You care to take a stab at that, or did you already look at the notes there, Mike?
Well, I always thought the most common at-sea emergency was, you know, some sort of medical medical emergency, like a heart attack or a...
Ding, ding, ding. You got it.
Something like that.
That's it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. See,
okay.
And you just guessed. He didn't cheat even.
Yeah.
He knew.
I did not. I did not look at the notes. I just maybe I heard it somewhere.
But, right. Yeah.
And it did happen to a friend of mine. So
I think
close to a situation like that.
I think it's way more common than people realize. I mean, until I was just kind of thumbing through some articles and this popped up on my radar and I'm like, you know, that's one of those things when you're going out on a boat, especially going out with some friends, you want to go fishing or diving or whatever the case may be. You're not thinking about things are going to go wrong. You know, you want to prep, obviously, for things like, you know, do I got enough gas? Is the boat going to run and all this? But you don't think about things like someone getting injured on the boat. And are you prepared if something happens, especially catastrophic, like, you know, someone you're out on the boat with has a stroke or a heart attack, like you said, or something like that. Do you have your action or your emergency plan in place? To do what you can to help them out, because, you know, every mile you go offshore, it's like another 20 minutes, depending on how fast your boat is. Right.
Yeah.
And, you got to kind of take that into account and obviously maybe have some first aid stuff on the boat. I mean, obviously you got to have your radios and you know who to call and things like that. That's kind of basic stuff, but going a little step further, I read an article where, the captain of the boat was requiring his friends to tell them if they had any personal medical issues that he needed to be aware of. And that's not really a question I've had asked of me before I go on a friend's boat. Not that I have any, but I was like, you know what? That's pretty smart from a captain standpoint. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, I mean, in a perfect world, yes. I mean, and if your passengers are familiar enough with you to share, great, you know, but maybe there are some passengers that have a condition that they don't want to talk about.
Of course.
Whatever.
And it addresses this by saying, the captain says, look, you don't need to tell me everything about if you do have any issues or things like that, but they suggested, and maybe this is going above and beyond. I don't know how I feel about this. This might be a bit too much, but I don't know. It kind of makes sense. Definitely from the captain's standpoint is write notes that any emergency services would need to know about your personal health, or your issues that you have. Put them on a piece of paper, seal them in an envelope, and give it to the captain in a sealed envelope. You know, only open it if there's an emergency that you can give to the, you know, the emergency service folks.
Right. And I completely agree with that. People say, well, you know, the captain's responsible for everything. Well, the captain cannot be clairvoyant in every situation. And I think at that point, it's a personal responsibility for a passenger. You know, hey, look, if you have a chronic condition and, you know, you have a health condition that, you know, could put you in jeopardy, but you still have to live your life, great.
Yeah.
But take some personal responsibility for that. And if you're going out on someone else's boat, you know, give them the ability to respond to a situation that you may end up, you know, finding yourself in.
Right.
You know, share that information. Maybe you don't have to say exactly what you have, but say, hey, you know, let's just make sure that if, you know, I go unconscious or whatever, you know, read this note or whatever, like you said, you know, I think it's incumbent upon anybody that has that situation to help prepare the captain for that eventuality.
Well, yeah. And ultimately it comes back to the person, you know, right. I mean, on land, and a lot of this stuff is documented like on your iPhone or mm-hmm. your Android phone, where they'll have a little health app in there and it'll say, you know, here's your blood type, here's what you're mm-hmm. allergic to, you know, things that emergency mm-hmm. services kind of needs to know. And there's actually a thing on the iPhone, like, you know, EMTs can look at your iPhone and have access to your medical stuff, especially if you're incapacitated and you can't communicate. They kind of need to know mm-hmm. some basic stuff about the person, especially if they have any particular issues. So, mm-hmm. you know, taking that into account, like I said, it's a little bit of, you know, prying into someone's personal health, of course, but right. you can seal it up in an envelope. I don't know. It is ultimately up to the person too, but I mean, yeah. if I was the captain, I mean, it's not ultimately their fault when something happens like that, of course, but you want to give the captain as much ammo as he needs to get you back sure. to shore safely, right?
Yeah. And so, and the captain should be prepared for, you know, a myriad of eventualities, right? Because right. in the case, you know, I have a very good friend that experienced a pretty serious health event 35 miles offshore while he was deep sea fishing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the health event was a heart attack. And interestingly, my friend's a doctor. He self-diagnosed himself when it was happening. He knew what was happening.
Yeah.
And he went to the captain and said, "This is happening. We need to get inshore immediately and call the Coast Guard because I'm having a heart attack."
Right.
And so all, you know, that set in motion a lot, you know, a whole lot of things. But here's a guy that had no chronic conditions. When he started experiencing this heart attack, he was an athlete. He was a basketball player. He was in fantastic condition.
Right.
But he had a genetic condition that he didn't know about, and it manifested itself that day. So there you go. There's a situation where you would think you'd be prepared, and you know.
Yeah, it could happen anytime to anyone.
Yeah,
that's the reality of it. Yeah,
exactly.
But the more information you give the captain, and kind of going back to the captain, even though he wouldn't be responsible for someone's personal health like that,
mm-hmm.
you know, as a captain, part of the responsibility just for your own mental health yourself, because I've been mm-hmm. on the other side of that, where I've been on a boat where something happened to someone. And, you know, they had to do CPR and stuff like that. And if you know, there's no one on the boat who knows how to do it, that's not ideal, obviously. So mm-hmm. for a captain, or when you're taking out people if you have a really good, you know, first aid kit, you've kind of prepared for mm-hmm. potential, you know, issues like that, and kind of run down some of the checklist things, like maybe, for instance, ask the passengers, look, hey, is there anybody has any health conditions I need to know of? And if you do and you don't want to tell me, that's fine. Could you put it in an envelope, seal it up, whatever, or at least mm-hmm. make them aware to think about, like, if anything happens, you know, here's our right. here's our plan. And that's part of your thing. You know, like a AED unit, I think, is required, and the captains and the crew are required to know CPR on a commercial vessel, obviously,
mm-hmm.
but for yes. recreational boaters, they're not. But should they? I mean, not but necessarily required, but is it good peace of mind? Because let me tell you the flip yeah. side. You have something happen on a boat and it doesn't go well. That is mentally, that's a big mental hit for the yeah. captain. And I have seen that mm-hmm. too. And that has lingering effects that yeah. you don't want to find yeah. yourself in that situation. So, yeah.
I'm a big fan of everybody learning CPR. I've taken a couple of CPR. I took CPR back in the Civil Air Patrol, and then, you know, a couple of times since in various you know, corporate training events and things like that. So mm-hmm. I'm a big believer in everybody having that capability.
Absolutely. Good stuff. All right. More coming up on the World of Boating.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.